Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are gathered here today for this first hour to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the ripened fruit of the tree of knowledge known as Vedas. And the section that we're going to hear is given to us by Sri Narada Muni. Narada Muni Bhajaya Bina Radhika Ramana Name. This particular section that Kamlesh has selected is entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. This is from the seventh canto. The seventh canto is a conversation between Narada Muni and Maharaj Yudhisthira on the occasion of the Rajasuya sacrifice. At that Rajasuya sacrifice, Shishupal was killed by Krishna. Krishna used his Sudarshan Chakra and Shishupal's spirit soul entered the body of Krishna. And then from there, Shishupal regained his original form in Vaikuntha as one of the gatekeepers, the seventh gate in Vaikuntha. He had been cursed to take birth three times. After Krishna killed Shishupal, that was the third birth. Everyone saw how the spirit soul of Shishupal entered the body of Krishna like a meteor, like a shooting star. So Yudhisthira was sitting near Narada and he asked him, "What is this? Can you explain?" So Narada began to explain how Shishupal had taken birth twice before as the enemy of the Lord. He had appeared as Ravan, and he was killed by Lord Ram, whose holy appearance day is in 1 week. And then prior to that, he was known as Hiranyakashipu, and he was killed by Lord Narsingadev. And then Narada Muni, at the request of Yudhisthira, spoke about that first demon birth as Hiranyakashipu. In the course of narrating that history, it was mentioned that Hiranyakashipu's son, Prahlad, when he was 5 years old, was sent to a demon school where he was carefully trained how to become a top-notch materialist. His father took much care that his son should grow up to be a first-class demon like his father. And at one point, Hiranyakashipu wanted to see how much Prahlad was progressing in his demoniac studies. So we asked Prahlad, "What have you learned? What nice thing have you learned?" And the young boy addressed his father, "O best of the demons," and explained to him that he was simply wasting his life. And Hiranyakashipu did not like what the young boy was repeating. So he chastised the teachers, Shanda and Amarka. who were sons of Hiranyakashipu's priest, Shukracharya. So he told them, "You take my boy and instruct him very carefully. I don't like this nonsense that he is speaking, this Krishna consciousness." So the teachers chastised Prahlad. And they said, "Prahlad, none of the other boys are talking like you." But Prahlad did not care for the instructions of his teachers. And when the teachers would go to eat lunch, Prahlad would gather his classmates and he would say, "Come, I have something very nice to teach you." And the young boys, they were at this age, 5-year-olds, they're innocent. They're not hardcore demons yet. They're innocent. So they gathered around Prahlad. And Prahlad told them about God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, the spiritual life. And the young boys questioned Prahlad that, "You're like one of us, 5-year-old. All you know is this palace life. Where you have learned all this that you are teaching us?" So Prahlad began to tell the history. So Narada Muni is telling all this to Yudhishthira. And so this chapter opens, and Prahlad is telling his classmates that when I was in the womb of my mother, Kayadu, my father went off to perform severe penances and austerities. And while he was off, the demigods headed by Indra seized my mother, captured her. And they were going to take her away. And they were going to wait till she gave birth. And then they were going to kill me. Because the demigods were thinking, Hiranyakashipu is the greatest of the demons. Certainly the child in this woman's womb must also be a demon. As we say in America, like father, like son. And as the demigods headed by Indra were taking Prahlad's mother and she was crying, Narada Muni appeared. And he told the demigods, "Stop. What are you doing?" And the demigods explained. Narada said, "No. You cannot harm the child in this woman's womb. You don't know. He is actually a great devotee of the Lord. And those of you who know Bhagavad Gita, actually, all of you should know Bhagavad Gita, right, Kamlesh? Especially what verse? Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshaya shima sucha. We have all learned that verse because of Kamlesh. If we learned one verse, our life is successful. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Kaunteya pratijana hi na vibhakta pranasyati. He tells Arjuna, "Declare it boldly, my devotee can never be vanquished." So Narada was explaining to the demigods that even if they tried to, they would not be able to harm the boy in the womb of the woman because he was a great devotee. And Krishna protects his devotees. Now the demigods are intelligent and they have enough wherewithal to respect a senior spiritual personality such as Narada. Nowadays, perhaps you've had this experience. If you try to give somebody good instruction, what do? They tell you, go away. I'm okay, you're okay. And that's your religion. I have my own religion. It's called sense gratification. I come in the sampradaya of Hiranyakashipu. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That is very current. You try to give someone good instruction, they become antagonistic. This is Kali Yuga. Nobody wants to hear anything. I know everything already. Go away. Let me watch television. But the demigods are not like that. Especially an authority like Narada Muni, they immediately respected. They released Prahlad's mother and went back to their heavenly kingdom. Now Prahlad's mother, Kayadu, she was only concerned for the welfare of the child, and she wanted to deliver the child when her husband had returned from his austerities. Narada Muni said, yes, I will give you protection. You stay in my ashram. And Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, explains this point because that's a unusual. Narada Muni is brahmachari. Technically, he's not supposed to associate with any woman. But Narada is in a transcendental position. Ordinarily, he should not have done this, but Narada Muni is transcendental, so he was in a position to give shelter to Prahlad's mother, and there's no problem. And Prabhupada also compares this to Haridas Thakur, when the prostitute who was sent by Ramachandra Khan came three nights to tempt Haridas Thakur, and she exposed some of her body. Haridas Thakur should have left, but he decided, no, I will deliver her. So for three nights, the prostitute came. And Haridas tricked her, saying, yes, yes, I will enjoy with you. But first, I must finish my chanting. I have taken a vow. I have to complete so much chanting. So stay. As soon as I'm finished chanting, we can enjoy. But Haridas Thakur's chanting went on throughout the night. And the girl, the prostitute, tired. He said, I'm so sorry. Surely tomorrow I will finish. Come back tomorrow. So she came back again. This time she offered obeisances to the Tulsi. Because Haridas Thakur used to chant in front of the Tulsi plant. And Prabhupada mentions this is ideal chanting. To chant in front of Tulsi plant is ideal chanting. So the second night also, Haridas Thakur said, I have not been able to finish my chanting. Come back tomorrow, I will finish. She came the third night, and after some time, she fell down at Haridas Thakur's feet, and she confessed, yes, I have come here to pollute you. But after hearing your chanting for three nights, my heart has changed. I want you to deliver me. I have committed volumes and volumes of sinful activities in this profession of prostitution. Kindly act as my spiritual master and deliver me. So Haridas Thakur said, yes, I know everything about that foolish Ramachandra Khan. I would have left right away, but I wanted to deliver you. So she followed Haridas Thakur's instructions, shaved her head, stayed in that Haridas Thakur's place. Haridas Thakur left. She stayed there and did exactly as Haridas Thakur chanted all day. Eat a little, one grain for every round she was eating. That's the new fast. They have all these new fasting fads. This diet, this is the Haridas Thakur diet. For every round, you can eat one grain. Put that on the internet. The Haridas Thakur diet. So the point being, people like Narada Muni, Haridas Thakur, they're in the transcendental position. So while Kayadu was staying in Narada Muni's ashram, Narada was preaching to both her, and because the child in the womb was hearing the instructions of Narada, he was also benefiting. And Prahlad tells his classmates, my mother's main concern was delivering me. So she was not very attentive to what Narada Muni was saying. But me in the womb, I was hearing everything. So when Prahlad came out, he was fully self-realized. Because if you hear from a self-realized spiritual master, you are supposed to know everything. You're supposed to have full knowledge. So Prahlad Maharaj said to his classmates, because I was blessed by my spiritual master, I am in the position that I am. Then the boys wanted to know exactly, so what were those things that Narada taught you while you were in the womb of your mother? So we pick up there. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra 3 times.